Today, September 20th, here we are, an absolutely amazing day. This morning, I was able to go to a place called Boerengoed. You can find them at boerengoed.nl. Well, what's so special about this place? It's very special, this place, for me. I grew up across the street in a house from Boerengoed. That house no longer exists. There's all new houses there now. Boerengoed is using greenhouses that have been there for a very long time. That long that I used to, when growing up, I used to cut lettuce and pick tomatoes in there. The Ruigrocks, the people that owned the place, had their gardens there in the greenhouses, as well as a little meadow where sometimes they had ponies or other animals. So to come back to this place, which is now a place of business for healthy foods, mostly vegetables that are grown in those greenhouses now, and other products that are coming from nearby, and with an organization that does a lot of good and help people help each other. To be able to go there and invite people over to share this occasion, to share my departure. Well, I haven't been there since 1983. At least I visited, but I haven't lived there since 1983, because that's when I moved to the United States and have lived in Seattle or close there too since that time. It was so much fun to see old neighbors and old friends that came on my invitation, and just an absolutely amazing, amazing day. Then as well, we took a look at the map and went over what is likely to come up by picking the route I'm picking, with so many different countries, each having different requirements on visas and what have you. This morning visit worked out really well. Apparently 3,400 people opened up their Facebook announcement. A good thing that not all of them came though. So much fun. Then I made my way for the early afternoon to Zwijndrecht, where the Tris Museum is located. This whole thing has been going on to be organized for the last many months. Today, September 20th, we had again a reunion of the 1st and 2nd platoon of Lichting 74-5 of the Dutch Army, in which I was taking part as a sergeant, be it a mandatory service, and had opted to go to Suriname. It so happens the November 25th coming up will be 50 years ago, the day that our platoons left Suriname, because that became the day of independence for Suriname. So in a few more weeks, we'll be able to celebrate that again. To have this reunion with everybody that was able to come was very special indeed. We also now have WhatsApp groups to stay in touch, and that seems to be growing and more people partaking. There was a great reunion with Suriname food to pick from. You could check out the museum, and those of you interested in knowing more about the museum, look up Tris Contacten in Zwijndrecht or Suriname Museum or something along those lines. And you'll find that you can probably go there 1 or 2 days per month and check out everything that the museum has to offer. They as well have vehicles and even a koryaal, which is a big canoe, if you want to call that, from Suriname that they shipped over and are keeping in good shape to use in parades and what have you. It was an astounding day. We finished off with staying at the Van der Valk Hotel in Dordrecht, and were able to enjoy each other's company for a few more hours there. Really great fun. Thank you for coming along, and check out the museum someday. As well, you could go to the website. Well, you're on the website. You could click Suriname, and what you will find is Super 8 movie material that has been on YouTube for some time. You may want to take the time for it. It's 1 hour and 38 minutes. That's a documentary I made during the army time, so spread out over about a year, and it only takes you 1 hour and 38 minutes to witness it. It will also include the celebrations, part of the celebrations on the army side of the independence of Suriname, November 25th, 1975. I hope you make it there. Thanks for coming along. Enjoy.